Now, the first type of conditionality consists, according to the Buddha's exposition, in a process of action and reaction between pairs of factors which are opposites. Action and reaction between pairs of factors which are opposites. For instance, loss and gain. You lose something, you get it back, you lose it again. There's an action and reaction between these two opposite poles of loss and gain. In the same way, pleasure and pain. You react from pleasure to pain, from pain back to pleasure. In this way, you oscillate and vibrate between these two extremes, these opposite factors. Or say, sleeping and waking. You sleep in order to wake, and you wake in order to sleep. In this way, your life goes on. Or, a Buddhist would say also, you oscillate between rebirth and death. You are born only to die, you die only to be reborn. Backwards and forwards you go. So here, in this first type, this first mode of conditionality, the reactive or the cyclical, the mind oscillates or vibrates between opposite states. The mind is never at rest. At the same time, though it is never at rest, it is never truly going forward. And this is the state of most of us, most of the time, as a little honest reflection will very quickly reveal. We oscillate, we vibrate all the time between these pairs of opposites, these extremes. We know no rest. At the same time, we move not an inch forward. Now, the second type of conditionality, the progressive or the spiral, is rather different. This consists in a process of cumulative, we have to use the word reaction because we've got no better, between factors which are not pairs of opposites, but which augment one another, the succeeding factor augmenting the effect of the preceding factor. So that if, for instance, you experience A, you don't react to non-A, you react to A plus, and from A plus to A plus more, A1, A2, A3, and so on. In other words, to give an illustration, if you experience pleasure in this sequence, from pleasure you react not to pain, but to happiness. From happiness you react not to unhappiness, but to rapture. From rapture you react not to despair, but to bliss. And so on. There is a progressive, a cumulative series here, a cyclical series, a spiral series, and not a reactive and cyclical one. Now, here, we find, as compared with the first type of conditionality, a steady forward advance, a real progression. So these are the two great kinds or types of conditionality according to the Buddha's teaching. The reactive and the progressive, the cyclical and the spiral. And in the material world, we find only the cyclical type of conditionality at work or operative. We find in the material world, in the phenomenal world generally, that everything sooner or later passes over into its opposite and then back again. But in the mental and in the spiritual world, we find both types of conditionality, the cyclical and the spiral, are active and operative. Now, the cyclical type of conditionality, the action and reaction between factors which are pairs of opposites, is symbolized by what we call in Buddhism the wheel of life, most familiar in its Tibetan form as the Tibetan wheel of life. And the wheel of life is not just a pretty picture on a monastery wall. The wheel of life shows us accurately and minutely the way in which our minds work when they revolve between the pairs of opposites. The spiral type of conditionality is represented or symbolized by the stages, or the sequence of the stages, of the path to enlightenment. This path shows how the mind grows in a cumulative fashion from lower to higher states of being, and of consciousness.